listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, March 7th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. The Northwestern lacrosse team is in Wisconsin to play Marquette. They are currently 5-1 as they prepare for the start of Big Ten play later this month. The women's tennis team is also in Wisconsin to play the University of Wisconsin. Their season is still relatively young and will last until mid-April. The men's tennis team is also playing Wisconsin tonight, but in Evanston. Northwestern has announced that it will end its Metra Station shuttle service next month. This change will mainly affect those trying to get from NU's Chicago campus to nearby Metra stations that students and staff use to commute to work and class. Communication between the university and the people affected by the change has not been clear over the past few weeks. This change comes after Northwestern stopped providing free rides on the CTA 201 bus that enabled undergraduate students and others to ride from the Evanston campus to Old Orchard Mall and Chicago. As the Evanston city elections swiftly approach, mayoral candidates Daniel Biss, the current mayor, and Jeff Borini have kicked campaign efforts into full gear. One point of contention between the candidates includes housing and the growth of Evanston. The April 1st election will feature the battle for mayor as well as competitive elections for council members in certain wards. In Illinois, state residents had the opportunity to vote on a new state flag, but one won decisively, the current state flag. It earned more than 165,000 of the 385,000 votes cast. The second place flag featured a sun, land, and three stars on a blue background. That flag earned just shy of 33,000 votes. The Illinois state flag has not undergone a major design change in more than 100 years and doesn't look like it will be undergoing one anytime soon. Today's the first Friday of Lent, so it is National Tartar Sauce Day. It is also National Flapjack Day and National Cereal Day. This year, March 7th, is also National Employee Appreciation Day and National Dress in Blue Day. So throw on some jeans or maybe just a blue shirt before you head out. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM, or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next quarter for another edition of The Daily Cat.